Vikings picked up their fifth win of the season on Sunday against the Carolina Panthers, and they did it with an all-around team effort. The special teams scored twice, the defense with another stout performance, and Teddy Bridgewater looked good with two touchdown passes. Let's take a look at the tape and show you the first of those two touchdown passes, which came to tight end Kyle Rudolph, his second touchdown of the season. You'll see the Vikings are lined up in their 22 personnel. That's two tight ends right there, two running backs right here with Matt Asiata and Jerome Felton. Now, this is a run-heavy personnel grouping for the Vikings. It's second and goal from the four. As you can guess, the Carolina Panthers are guessing run, and the Vikings use that to their advantage by creating misdirection to get Kyle Rudolph open. You're going to see Jerome Felton motions to his left. That's going to cause the Carolina Panthers defense to shift to their right. And at the snap, you're going to notice a play-action fake to Matt Asiata, and the entire Carolina Panthers defense is flowing this way toward the ball. The Vikings know this is going to happen, and they're going to use Kyle Rudolph to come across the formation, and he's going to be wide open in the back of the end zone. Here you see the snap by Bridgewater, the play-action fake, and right here, Kyle Rudolph is wide open. Safety Thomas Dekou right here, linebacker Luke Kuechly right there. They have fallen for the play-action fake. They cannot recover in time, and it's a touchdown for Kyle Rudolph. We're going to look at the end zone view, and you're going to see even more, or an even better view, of how Carolina was fooled by this misdirection. It starts with the motion of Jerome Felton to the other side of the formation. The entire Panthers defense follows Felton, follows the play-action fake, Bridgewater with a bootleg. And right here at the point of the throw, he has a wide open window that was created by this misdirection. Bridgewater's not going to miss that throw. Kyle Rudolph, sure-handed. Tight end, he gets his second touchdown of the season. Now, you have the Rudolph touchdown, you had the Greg Jennings touchdown, and you had two special teams touchdowns that allowed the Vikings to open up a huge lead. And when you have a big lead like that, your pass rushers can go to work. And that's what happened for Everson Griffin. He had two sacks in this game. He has 11 for the season. And here he is lined up right here. Look at how wide he is. The ball is right here. Look at how wide Everson Griffin is. This is going to allow him to attack Panthers left tackle Byron Bell to the outside with a speed move, because the Vikings have a huge lead. It's third and long. They know a pass is coming. When the defense knows a pass is coming, pass rushers have the advantage. Everson Griffin gets home for the sack. Another interesting thing to watch here is the formation the Vikings are using. They have three safeties in the game. Andrew Sendejo right there, Robert Blanton right here, and Harrison Smith right there. An interesting formation for the Vikings with three safeties and only three down linemen. Atypical to what the Vikings normally do, but Mike Zimmer likes to do a lot of different things. Now, every time we have a sack, one thing I like to look at is the pass coverage by the defensive backs, and right here it's very good. Look at our three corners here in this sub-package. Very good job of pass coverage as Cam reaches the top of his drop right here and is looking for an open receiver. Xavier Rhodes has his guy locked up. Josh Robinson and Captain Munderland doing great work in the slot and outside there. We have two safeties, umbrella coverage over the top, keeping everything in front of them, and Cam Newton has nowhere to go, so Everson Griffin gets home. This is the second sack of the game for Everson Griffin, and once again, we'll watch it in fast motion first. Here's Everson right here. Another outside speed move to get to Cam Newton. Look at the pass coverage. Here's Cam at the top of his drop, looking for an open receiver, Xavier Rhodes. Great job there. Captain Munderland in the slot, a very good job there, and then you have two guys on the outside. Josh Robinson at the bottom of your screen doing a good job on his guy. Everson Griffin gets home. Another thing to watch here, Tom Johnson, defensive tackle. At this point in the game, Sharif Floyd is out with an injury, so Tom Johnson and Shamar Stephen stepped in. They did a great job. Tom Johnson beats his man here with a bull rush move, and if Everson didn't get home, Tom Johnson was going to get there in time. So complimentary football for the Minnesota Vikings. They get off to a big lead with two passing touchdowns, two special teams touchdowns, and the defense does the work from there. Lots to build on as they prepare for the Jets this weekend.